Hello, I'm Katie Ratliff with Arvest Bank, and I'm proud to add the Flipping community to my service area. But Marion County is not new to me. I've been serving businesses and entrepreneurs at Arvest and Yelville for years. With 14 years of experience at Arvest, I'm here to help take your business or farm to the next level. Stop by our branch at 802 East Main Street in Flipping to see how I can help you. Together, we can find the financial tools to reach your dreams.
Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Good evening from the studio as we begin the Berg Builders Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. It is Mountain Home trailing Greenwood 14-0 right now. Hopefully Mountain Home can turn the things around as they will actually be receiving the kickoff in the second half. Bombers came into this game ranked 10th in the state overall, 3rd in Class 6A. Bulldogs number 3 overall and number 1 in Class 6A. Let's take a look at what else is going on. Actually, we don't have much in the way of updates. The service that I usually get my updates from, no one's really posting much of anything tonight. But let's tell you what's going on tonight. Number 4, Shiloh Christian, who's ranked number 4 in Class 6A, playing at Van Buren. That's something for Mountain Home fans to watch out for as well. If Mountain Home loses and Shiloh Christian beats Van Buren, the Bombers would end up with the number 3 seed in the playoffs next week. Also tonight, Russellville is down in Piercy taking on Lake Hamilton, and Asylum Springs is hosting Fort Smith Southside tonight. On the local, though, there was actually one game that was played last night. Salem defeated Quitman in pretty much a dominating fashion, 68-35. The Greyhounds were able to clinch the outright 3A2 conference championship with that win last night, and also with Mayflower losing to Atkins in overtime as well. Yellow Summit playing their senior night game tonight. This is the last game of the season for the Panthers. They're hoping to beat Episcopal Collegiate tonight, who made the trip up from Little Rock. Israel County is at home for their senior night game against Mariana. Melbourne has made the trip to Mountain View. Harrison is at home against Pea Ridge. And a few area schools up in Missouri are in district play tonight as the postseason is continuing up there in the Show Me State. West Plains is playing at home. They are the top seed in Class 4, District 6. And at last update, they were up on Logan Rogersville 13-0 in the second quarter. Forsyth at home tonight for their semifinal game in the Class 3, District 6 playoffs. The Panthers right now trailing East Newton 14-10 in the second quarter. And in the Class 5, District 6 playoffs, Branson, who is the number one seed in that bracket, they're up on Springfield Glendale 28-8 in the second quarter. Looking at the Arkansas Sports Media top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Bryant, who is number one overall and in Class 7A, hosting the second-ranked team overall in Class 7A, that is Conway. Big matchup there tonight in the state of Arkansas. Number 4, Little Rock Parkview, who is also number 1 in Class 5A, playing at Camden Fairview tonight. Number 5, Bentonville, who is also number 3 in Class 7A, hosting a Bentonville West this evening. Number 6, Benton, who is also number 2 in Class 6A, playing at Marion tonight. 7th-ranked Fayetteville, who's also 4th in Class 7A, has made the short trip to Springdale to play Harbor. Number 8, Pulaski Academy, who is also number 5 in Class 7A, hosting one of their biggest rivals, Little Rock Christian. And 9th-ranked Rogers has made the short trip within the city to take on Heritage. We've already gone through all the games in the Class 7A Top 5. Class 6A Top 5, the only one I haven't yet mentioned, was number 5 Little Rock Catholic playing at Sylvan Hills this evening down in Sherwood. Class 5A top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, there was one that was played last night. Second ranked Joe T. Robinson made the trip to Maumelle and got the 37-15 victory. Tonight, third-ranked Valley View is at Batesville. Number 4, Farmington is playing at Alma. And number 5, Hot Springs Lakeside is hosting, well, their inner-city rival, Hot Springs, tonight. Class 4A top 5 games, number one that was played last night, to number 4, Warren, defeated Crossett 42-14. Tonight, top-ranked Elkins is at Huntsville. Second-ranked Mills is hosting Lone Oak down in Little Rock. And number 3, Arkadelphia is playing at 5th-ranked Malvern. Class 3A top 5, one final from last night. Number 1, Bismarck, who's actually tied for number 1, beat up on Horatio 58-8. Fordyce is tied with Bismarck for that number 1 ranking. The Redbugs are playing at McGee tonight. Third-ranked Osceola is at Manila. Number 4, Prescott is hosting Centerpoint. And number 5, Boonville is at Lavaca. And in the Class 2A top 5, three games played last night. Number 1, Carlisle defeated Hazen 28-20. It was 4th-ranked Murfreesboro losing to Mineral Springs 50-36. And number 5, Desark just got past McCrory 38-36. And tonight, number 2, Conway Christian is hosting 3rd-ranked Bigelow. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We will get you back to Brad, Tobias, and Barkley in just a moment as we continue along on the Berg Builders Halftime Show. Our score at halftime, Green Mountain Home trailing Greenwood 14-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You know, they lost a lot of their
size. Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you would do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent James Boyette will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you would do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent James Boyette in Mountain Home today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So we're back here at Smith Robinson Stadium. I'm lucky enough to be joined here by Coach Mitch Husky, our athletic director. We're talking a little basketball here, girls' side of things. You know, Mitch, what, you know, starting off there, returning some key players. Obviously, lost a big player, and not big size wise, but big heart and leadership wise. And Parker, you kind of know her pretty well,
yeah,
right? But
yeah,
she means a lot to this program and a lot to the team. But lost her as a senior this year, but returning some players. And what are you looking at on the girls' side of things?
Well, you know, it's just like this football team right here. You know, the one thing that I think has changed in the last few years in football are the expectations. I mean, we expect to win, and if we don't win, we're not happy. I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, we just hope we, you know, have a winning record in girls basketball, because that's not going to be good enough, and it's not good enough for the girls. They set some high goals individually and as a team, and everything that we do is trying to get ourselves ready for once we get in the conference, make state, but just making state's not going to be good enough for these girls. They put too much time in. Like I said, we got some, I don't want to say young, but guys, some girls that might not have a lot of varsity experience that's going to get some time this year, but then we return a lot that has, your daughter being one of them. And so we have high expectations. The one thing I can tell you, we play different styles. You know, we're dealing with some injuries right now that's going to make us play a little different style than what we were, you know, planning on. But that's what's going to make this team what they are. It's because it don't matter what we got to do. We're going to be able to play fast. We're going to be able to play slow. And let's hook it up with everybody we play.
Yeah, and I'm with you as we're here at the Berg Builder Halftime Show. You know, the girls team, I'm with them. I'm around those girls a lot. They spend a lot of time around each other. Yeah, you're right. They have expectations. And I wouldn't say this, and I know you wouldn't say this if we didn't believe it. We have one of the teams that can win it all.
Yes.
If things align right and things get there. And, you know, there's a lot of luck that's involved. There's a lot of injuries right now. Like you said, we've got some major injury issues on the girls' side of things, but boy, I'd rather have those in 1st of November than the middle of March.
Oh, absolutely. And I'd say right now, looking at it, there's a handful of teams that I think have a chance to make a run. I feel the 5A girls basketball is better than any classification out there, top to bottom.
And, yeah,
but that's, I mean, I don't care. Let's hook it up with whoever we see. We don't care who we play.
We're at the Berg Builders Halftime Show. Luckily, be joined here by Coach Mitch Husky talking all things Bomber sports. We get one last analysis, one last question. Give us your assessment of this first half here, Coach, of what you're seeing.
Well, it's one of those, watching it, you feel like we could have a few points, but you also feel they could have 21 up there. So I actually feel us getting the ball coming out here at half, let's score and let's see what happens.
Yeah, but it's kind of missed opportunities. We've had the ball twice now inside the red zone, unable to come away with points, but you know, you're kind of looking at it going, man, it's not like they've just dominated this game. Our defense has done a good job not giving up big plays. They've had to run long plays. We've limited the number of possessions, which we'll talk about, and let's get on the board and see what happens.
I do think this first possession right here coming out half, we need to set a tone. Let's get some points on the board and let's get this thing rolling.
Well, we are here at the Berg Builder Halftime Show. We are going to take one quick break, and we are going to be back with some stats and get you set here for the second half kickoff. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now is a great time to get out and experience an outdoor adventure in the Arkansas Delta Byways region. From hiking to biking to water adventures, we've got them all. Bike, jog, or stroll across the Big River Crossing, the longest public pedestrian bridge across the Mississippi River. Do some fishing or kayaking on Lake Chico, the largest oxbow lake in North America. Explore the beginnings of Arkansas at Arkansas Post National Memorial. Visit DeltaByways.com for more ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.